Y'all know what time it is. We live for the 7-5. What it is, we got my man Big Boy, my man Eastwood. We're here chilling, listening to Drink Champs. My man, everybody on their phone, no games and shit. What y'all doing, America? Doing what I'm doing. Smoking. Shit. What I do every day. Hey, y'all. I swear to God, Donald Trump is the best president ever.
You ain't gonna have nobody listen to your shit and saying shit like that.
Why can't you put my name up there?
Every time I look at that motherfucker, it pisses me off.
But no, bro, you wanna know why? He's really exposing a lot of shit. A lot of shit is getting exposed. Like, the government crooked as a motherfucker.
And he the main one.
But he honest about his crooked shit.
No, he ain't.
Yes, he is.
Nigga, you don't watch the TV. That nigga is a goddamn asshole. You don't admit the shit.
No, bro.
A real man admits
what he's doing is wrong.
No, I know that.
That's what it is. He don't think what he's doing is wrong.
An old ass man, and he's stuck in his ways. I've been a Donald Trump hater since, shit, 99, 2000. That and when he closed down his hotel. I was in Atlantic City when he closed down his hotel. That shit was sad, man. All them people crying because they lost his job. Then he don't want Spanish people here. And 90% of the people that work in your hotel is Spanish.
In all his hotels.
In all your hotels, man. And okay, you think about Florida. He was on Mar-a-Lago, whatever that shit called. Who you think working this shit? Florida, dog. Cubans, all that shit work in your goddamn hotel, you dumb motherfucker.
This is definitely a topic we talk about all the time.
I can't stand that shit. I be reading that shit. Man, he goddamn fucked the porn star and don't want to admit it.
Hey, you fucked the whore. Go ahead and say it. You been fucking whores, nigga.
He grabbing bitches by the pussy, but that's okay, though.
Yeah.
Let Barack Obama say he touched bitches by the pussy.
Nah,
he would have been impeached, quit fashion in the herd. Hillary Clinton, too. All that shit going, I swear on everything I love. Yeah. Obama didn't have that shit going on. If Hillary was in there and all that shit was going on, that shit would have been totally different. They would have been kicked her white ass right out the White House.
Let's check it out. Let's see if this got some answers for us.
But now, like I was at Creek Month, the motherfuckers in there said it's hard to be a racist now. Mr. Creek Boy, he was so embarrassed in front of me, dog.
When?
Mr. Creek Boy, he was embarrassed.
Why?
Because he had people in there talking racist. And I was like, I was standing there and I didn't pay Mr. Creekmore no man. I turned and I wanted to hear these old white guys. This is when the dude ran over the people at the little rally shit. White supremacy shit. This was the day that the Monday. He was like, yeah, I was going out there, but man, it's hard to be a racist these days, man. You get put.
Yo, you back with your boy. It's Blade the Weekend Plug. I'm chilling with my nigga Eastwood. And y'all know what time it is. It's live from the 7-5. See, today, me and my man Eastwood, we're going to chill out. Not for real. We got to do a whole kitchen overhaul and shit. It's really some bullshit for real. You know, but ain't nobody else can do this shit. So, it is what it is. About to roll me up a nice little blunt. We've been talking a lot about music lately and local artists and shit. Matter of fact, while I'm on the subject, I got a few artists to shout out. A couple of my artists that I work with and I promote with and help manage and just work around with artist development and plugging them in with shit. Let me give a shout out to Chop from the Pop. That's my man's right now. Me and Chop doing a lot of big things right now. Next, I'd like to say shout out to my man's Raheem. Raheem is doing a lot, you guys. You know, Raheem really
really evolving with his mixtapes and stuff like that. So y'all need to go listen to that new stuff. Lil Rhyme, you know what I'm saying? That THC mixtape, that joint's hot. Clint, I let you listen to a couple of joints off of that. I think that Packing the Juice joint, that's a really hot one. Let me see. Mello, you already know. Mello, little homie and shit. Mopstick, he doing his little thug thizzle on the tracks. 2G's. I can't forget 2G's. Shout out 2G's. And one of my personal artists that I want to see really get back into the game, because, you know, that's what y'all got to realize. You got to keep it going. You can't just do one song shit once every year and then, like, yo, I'm a music nigga. Like, nah, you got to keep it going. And a lot of y'all direction. A lot of y'all probably don't even have BMIs. You know what I'm saying? Or know what a BMI is. You know, and... In our society, we always try to do shit the quick way, the fast way, and all of that. Okay, a lot of y'all be talking about how many views y'all got on YouTube, this, that, and the third, but y'all don't have y'all own channels. They on somebody else's channel. Whoever shot y'all video, they getting all the views. They getting all the recognition. They making all the money off of y'all. Then, y'all don't have license to make music, so anybody hear your songs, they can take them. Now that could be my song. It can be Tom, Dick, and Harry's song. It doesn't really matter. So just another thing, you know what I'm saying, before I go ahead and wrap this section, this little segment up on music, it's just y'all, you know, keep doing it. Don't stop. That shit is not an overnight success. Like, everybody try to make it seem like it don't happen like that. Everybody don't get discovered standing on the corner singing bebop, you know what I'm saying, to the latest doo-wop album or whatever that shit is, like they used to do it back in the day. There's a lot of fierce competition out there because there's a lot of talented people in the world.
Hell yeah, these days you can get a deal at 52 years old.
Hell yeah. You're gonna be trash too. But it's all about how you market yourself. A lot of times people are not looking just for lyricists and shit. They're looking for performers. Somebody that's going to make them some money. All right. So, you know what I'm saying? It's been real with you guys. It's a short one. It's my second episode. I'm about to smoke a blunt. Come back. We're going to take a commercial break right quick. Y'all holler at me. So, yeah, we sitting in the car. I'm back. You know what I'm saying? It might have seemed like a second to y'all, but, you know, a lot of times went past since the little commercial break that I call that shit. I'm in here smoking an L right now. I'm supposed to be working and shit. But my main boss ain't come today. And the second boss, she around here trying to fuck around and chase a blunt. So, you know. Hey, don't tell it. My man Mitch, his car didn't start, so he went home and shit. So I know he went home and grabbed some sticky, icky. Yo, what I really don't, you know what I'm saying, understand today, you know what I'm saying, let's get back into this music thing, because, you know what I'm saying, even though I said it's going to be a short one, you know what I'm saying, today, I still want to get back into this music thing. What I don't understand about this, why y'all don't understand that it's a process to everything. Like, it's not just going to happen. Just because somebody said they want to be your manager doesn't mean they're going to come and pay for everything.
Yeah, sure, no.
No, that's not how that shit works. You actually supposed to be paying your manager. Supposed to get 20%. Now, I'll work with a nigga. I'll help you get there. I'll help you get to a point where you can make some bread. But once you start making bread, I need my kickback automatically or your ass will be dead in the streets. Get in the industry, you can flex all you want, but your street cred will be dead. And you know what I'm saying? It's not that I'm saying I'm gangster or no shit like that, because best believe me, I'm not a gangster. I'm a hustler. I like money. I don't want to beef with nobody. But I do know a few people that might, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Put a new face on you. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're going to call it. Put a new face on you, because we don't want to be too vulgar out here, because, you know what I'm saying, we don't know who's listening, who cares is listening, but we know some niggas that'll change your face around here. Got some plastic surgeons on the team. And if that's how you feel and that's how you want to rock, then, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
Damn. Motherfucking trash man pulling up while niggas smoking the motherfucking doobie.
This nigga got a big ass motherfucking band-aid on his face like he Nelly or some shit. But yeah.
Dude for prison song. Remember that shit?
Nah, I don't watch prison movies. I hate them shits because somebody always getting raped. Somebody always getting raped in a prison movie, yeah? That shit crazy. And the reason I got off topic, y'all, fucking trash truck pulled up and we smoking weed and shit in the parking lot and I ain't want him to look this way and be like, hey, what y'all doing over there? And then he in the trash truck and then he might want to hit it or something. His hands dirty and shit. He played with doo-doo water all day, like shit like that. Like, bait disposable. His ass disposable. And then they come on the weirdest days. They come Thursday, Friday, and like Monday. For one, ain't no trash between Thursday and Friday. So why the fuck do I come 2 days in a row? Fucking up my goddamn podcast. And another thing is, practice makes perfect. Nobody out here is 100%. You know what I'm saying? Not even niggas in the industry. Everybody practice, everybody evolves, everybody changes. That's why I say I like the way, you know what I'm saying, the guys that I work with, the guys that I talk to, they listen to me, even though they probably don't see that they done listened to me over the years. They listen to me. Because they evolve. You got to evolve, especially with the times. And the shoot 'em up bang bang music is going out the door. People is tired of that shit. It's too much killing going on. People tired of going to funerals. Niggas want to go and goddamn have a good time without goddamn worrying about getting shot at, worried about goddamn going crazy because niggas getting there trying to jump you and all this other shit. We want to party. You know what I'm saying? Our generation is known for partying. And I think we need to bring that back. To all you artists out there, you know what I'm saying? What you sell is the image that you create. You can't go in a business meeting with your song saying murder, kill, murder, and telling them that, oh, I'm not gonna bring no drama to the label. I ain't gonna bring no drama on tour. Ain't nobody gonna be doing this and that and the third, or I ain't gonna do this, that, and the third. Nah, it don't work like that. Because that music that you selling, your product, speaks otherwise. And then I know there's a lot of people out here faking or capping, as the young niggas say these days. I don't understand it, but a lot of y'all niggas is out here faking. You know what I'm saying? I grew up with a lot of you niggas. I know y'all mamas. You know what I'm saying? If your mamas was listening to the half of the music y'all was making, they'll say y'all faking, laughing at y'all ass and shit. I mean, it's crazy. You don't got to be something that you're not. I don't know. Y'all niggas is crazy. Oh, speaking of artists, Young Ron. Y'all don't know it, but Young Ron is making a comeback. A huge comeback. He coming out soon. Young Ron is making a comeback soon. I got some other heavy hitters about to drop. Don't forget, O'Malley's still out here doing this thing. Smokey Rob, I don't know if he in town or out of town. You know, that nigga bouncing, you know what I'm saying? He do what he do, but let's just say the Southside got some real hitters right now.
They sleeping.
And niggas is really out here sleeping on them and shit. Want to mention, Chop got a show next week. March 15th. All right, Shaka's live. We at Shaka's March 15th. I need everybody to be there. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be serious. It's gonna be real serious. Shaka's live, March 15th. Tickets is $30. You want to go ahead and get those. I'm going to have some tickets on deck this weekend. Y'all hit me up. Come out and support. Show some love. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, they say Virginia's for lovers, but a lot of times we end up like crabs in a barrel trying to pull each other down. We need to lift each other up. All that beef shit, all the other shit, that shit is in the way. But it's a bit weak. Yeah. Y'all, I mean, I know a lot of people probably seen this stuff on YouTube, you know what I'm saying, or seen some of his stuff on Worldstar or whatever social media venue you look at. But Casanova is the main event performing at Shaka's. I don't really hear him rap. I don't know. A couple of songs I heard from him, he did a bunch of yelling and shit. I guess that's what they call music these days, so... I don't know if there's any Casanova fans out there. That's who Chop is opening up for. He's opening up for Casanova. Lachey Knight will be in town. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the 7-5. We got a winner out there. She's G Hobro's artist. You know what I'm saying? And we, you know what I'm saying? We coming for the spot, man. We go, Virginia always had some type of spotlight with music. You know what I'm saying? We got Chris Brown, Trey Songz. You know what I'm saying? But the 7-5 has really been taking a hit lately, especially since, we don't really hear from Pusha, you know what I'm saying? He come through every now and then. Pharrell, he really don't deal with Norfolk niggas, you know what I'm saying? So he be out the beach. So y'all already know how that go. Ain't no offense to the beach niggas. I love my beach niggas too. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with the whole 7-5, but he show a little favoritism. Missy Elliott, we ain't heard nothing from her. Timbaland don't come through. It would be nice if they stopped through and try that, got down, scoop up some talent from the hometown.
Y'all be popping first for them to come back.
But, you know, like, yeah, just like Eastwood said, you gotta be popping first for them niggas to come back. Excuse my language, because I don't really say shit like that, popping and shit, but we ain't gonna take that, we ain't gonna take it that way. But you gotta have some type of clout out here in order for them to, you know what I'm saying, recognize us. So that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna make Virginia laugh. I got a surprise for somebody that's on the team, the 2MM team. I just got a call from a promoter on the other side of the water who is a big fan of one of the 2MM artists, Cash. Cash, we need to link up. Somebody wants to do a show centered around you. Just around you. It's going to be a hair show / concert. We're looking for the springtime, so I will be getting in touch with you soon. You know, I mean, I just been sitting here rambling for a whole 13 minutes, you know what I'm saying? I don't really want to drag this out too more. Do I got any more announcements? This is only my second episode, so, you know. Y'all just stay tuned, keep it locked. I'm going to get better at this shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm just starting out. So y'all already know what time it is. This is your boy Blade the Weekend Plug, rocking with my man Eastwood, and this has been live from the 7-5.